Actress Elizabeth Peña brought a kind of kooky charm to her many, many TV and film roles. The Cuban-American actress could also take on drama as easily as comedy. She died yesterday in L.A. at the age of 55. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
With her almond eyes and doll's face, Elizabeth Peña could say a lot with just a look. In the 1996 movie Lone Star, Peña played a teacher in a Texas town who rekindles a romance with her high school sweetheart.
So why did you come back here, Sam?
Peña was perfect, playing a woman who had a lot burning underneath, says Lone Star director John Sayles.
It was that kind of combination of intelligence, emotion, and sexuality.
Elizabeth Peña's parents were immigrants. Her father had been a well-known actor and playwright in Cuba. She landed her first film role in El Super, about Cuban exiles in New York City. Peña went on to have small but memorable parts in a number of movies, including La Bamba and Rush Hour. Peña had range. Here she is playing Sofia Vergara's Colombian mother in Modern Family.
I have a gift in here for little Fulgencio that has been in my family for three generations.
You know about this naming thing? In America, it's not real common to hear the name Fulgencio.
It's Fulgencio.
Hen.
Hen.
I don't need to practice it because I can't name my son that. I'm just being honest with you.
No. That's good. I should be more honest with you sometimes.
Well, we know each other a few years.
I don't like you, Jay.
Huh?
Nah.
Elizabeth Peña tried to stay away from stereotypes, though she did take jobs playing the sassy Latina and the seductive maid. John Sayles says Peña was very proud of her heritage, but didn't want it to limit her as an actress. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.